There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Hanan Murphy is here from the ARN News Centre. Hanan, good to see you.
Hello.
We're going to start with the top story today. Of course, this is about an incident between a UAE civilian aircraft and two Qatari fighter jets. It happened earlier this week. Now, Hanan, you've managed to get some details on this. What more can you tell us?
I have, that's right. So basically, I've been speaking with the General Civil Aviation Authority, and they're saying that legal action is going to be taken after a UAE civilian aircraft was approached by two Qatari fighter jets over Bahraini airspace. This was earlier this week, as you mentioned, and I've been speaking to Ismail El-Blouchi. He's the Assistant Director of General Aviation Safety Affairs at the authority, and he told me that the plane was on a planned and declared flight path when it was approached. He also explained that a legal case will be pursued with the International Civil Aviation Organization into the incident. Now, he explains exactly what happened and how close the jets were to the UAE plane.
The two fighters came at a close proximity to the aircraft, reducing the separation to less than 700 vertical separation and less than half a mile lateral separation. The normal numbers should have been 1,000 in lieu of 700 and 5 miles in lieu of half a mile. This close proximity, in our view, have endangered the civilian aircraft that they were approaching. They were dangerously approaching. There's nothing justifying this act. The proximity was so close that the aircraft traffic collision avoidance system warnings were triggered, and the pilot had to maneuver the aircraft away from the fighters. So he started climbing. He was at 32,000 feet, and he had to climb. He started climbing. Unfortunately, the fighters kept chasing him until he reached 35,000 feet. So he kept climbing for 3,000 feet. Normally, a warning will last a few seconds, and the immediate action by the crew, by the pilot, will resolve that warning. In this case, the warning lasted almost 50 seconds. So for 50 seconds, the pilots were trying to avoid the Qatari fighter jet.
So that was Ismail El-Blouchi, Assistant Director of General Aviation Safety Affairs at the GCAA, explaining exactly what happened.
So 50 seconds, which must have seemed a lot longer than 50 seconds, obviously very dangerous. We heard correct distance should be something like 5 miles in lateral distance. What happens in a situation like this? What can be done?
Well, basically, when I spoke with Ismail El-Blouchi, he did say that this is what he believed the solution to be.
The state of Qatar should not expose the international aviation traffic to danger. They should follow the international agreement, and they should follow their due regard requirements to safety.
So again, that was Ismail El-Blouchi. He is the Assistant Director of General Aviation Safety Affairs at the GCAA.
And it's something that we're learning details of, I guess, Hanan. And I believe information is also being gathered about another incident which also happened on the very same day.
That is right. So information is still being gathered, but there was a separate incident which also took place over Bahrain, and this was between a UAE civilian helicopter and two Qatari fighter jets. So the General Civil Aviation Authority told me that this incident happened on the same day, but they are waiting more information from their radar sources. Ismail El-Blouchi of the GCAA told me that these are some of the details that he knows.
So at this stage, I can confirm that it was a civilian helicopter over the international waters on an area controlled by the Bahrain air traffic controllers at 6,000 feet altitude. Again, was approached on the same day by two Qatari fighters and in a dangerous way. We do not have until now all the details about the timing, how long did this take, how much was the actual distance, and all the other required information. And we're working on gathering it.
So that was Ismail El-Blouchi, Assistant Director of General Aviation Safety Affairs at the General Civil Aviation Authority, telling us about a separate incident involving a civilian helicopter.
Okay, Hanan, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.